Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena Kirsten, how are you?
I am good.
Ready to get jazzy?
Oh, yeah.
Ready to be cool?
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
What are we talking about this morning?
So we're doing cool jazz. And
cool jazz.
I'm going to be giving you like the quickest rundown ever on jazz in order to understand where cool jazz fits in. So jazz is really big genre. It'd be like, you know, equivalent of hip hop or rock, you know, and that the, you know, so many subgenre and been around a long time. So jazz started, you know, let's say 1920s, and and then it evolved into, you know, the sort of big band and swing and Dixieland, and it was this dance music. And then some guys didn't like that, and they invented bebop. And that's like really fast, really intellectual, heaps of solos. That's Dizzy Gillespie, sort of one of the main guys. And so that was in the 40s, late 40s. So then in the 50s, early 50s, is where we're getting to cool jazz, which is sort of a reaction against that. So everything about cool jazz is sort of response to bebop, which is probably what most people are familiar with, I think. You know, like, wow, what the heck are they doing? It's so frantic.
Yeah.
And it's so fast. And the soloists are like almost competing against each other. So cool jazz is sort of a Westy Coast thing, except for Miles Davis, who's from New York. But Miles Davis is in all these styles. So any of these styles, Miles Davis is in there.
Miles Davis is all jazz.
So it's kind of also known as West Coast jazz. And so some people feel that also, you know, bebop was so New York and cool jazz was, you know, like the beaches of LA and sunny California. And actually people feel it had classical, you know, influences.
Okay. I'm going to hit this first track. What are we listening to?
So this is 1953. The Modern Jazz Quartet, who are one of the sort of proponents of cool jazz. And the song is Autumn in New York. And the guys in this band, I mean, they played bebop. They played with Dizzy Gillespie. They played, some of them played on Miles' track that we're going to hear later. They played with Charlie Parker. So they been through all of those styles.
Yeah.
But they really picked up on and sort of thrived in this movement, which you can hear like is different. Like for me personally, I'm like, oh yo, I could listen to this.
I mean, with bebop and stuff, you gotta be really in the headspace. It's amazing, but it's quite like it's active listening. You really have to be tuned in. Whereas this is good, you know, I don't mean this in a rude way, but it's good background music. It's the kind of thing you put on a nice record at a party to, like, set a vibe.
Well, yeah, and also they weren't, so because they were a quartet, usually quartets played in clubs, right, because they were small, but these guys, you know, were the ones that brought the quartet to the concert hall. Like, you know, like, so it was elegant, it was restrained, they wore, like, formal attire, you know, and they were more into composition than improvisation. Like there would still be improvisation,
right.
But they would also like write like a song and...
This is so relaxing.
Yeah, I like that stand-up bass too. It's just...
Does the cool refer to like cool, like...
Both.
Or is it chilly, you know? Is that the...
Well, it's mellow. It's a mellow cool, I guess, opposed to... Yeah, so there was bebop, then cool jazz, and then after it's going to come out hard bop. So, you know, people responded later even harder. So some people hated this.
Yeah.
But other people feel like it was so important. It changed jazz forever. Mm. It added this sort of complexity and this sort of sitting with things and, you know, concentrating rather than just...
It's interesting with jazz, I might be completely wrong about this, but from a fairly outside perspective, it feels like with jazz, all of those movements of jazz that you've had across time, they've never really ended. They kind of, people sort of, you know, there are still people who play bebop, there are still people who play cool jazz, but we've got new contemporary jazz music
that's
that
very true,
different.
As well as feeding back into a trunk.
Totally,
you know, like,
yeah.
Because anyone doing bebop now might still also be influenced by cool jazz. You know, like, sort of...
But that seems like, I mean, I guess that's true of all umbrella genres, but It seems like something that is also kind of like quite specific to jazz, that people do have bits of jazz that they're really passionate about.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And that they study at, you know, like someone will study these things.
Yeah, so I don't want the fan community to say, can't believe you said that. I'm just trying to, you know, condense the whole history of jazz.
Someone wants to know the relationship of this music to bossa nova. Is there one?
Well, yes, because around the same time as you're getting sort of Euro jazz and the Latin styles. I mean, Dizzy Gillespie first started playing with the Latin styles, you know, because he was just hungry for beats and innovation and new. But yeah, I mean, yeah, you can definitely feel that chill. They've got a similar chill. One author said that this music is pastel.
Pastel.
It's pastels, you know, as opposed to like neon.
You know, that's so true, actually. I think you can absolutely hear that color.
And also, it's they feel it's more like impressionist art. It's like a Monet or...
Yeah.
It's blurry, it's reflections. Okay, so now this is the Art Pepper Quartet.
What a good name, eh?
Well, honestly, when looking into art, they've got to make a movie about him. This guy was a huge, tragic heroin user in and out of prison for his heroin use. And then he'd get out and record another album. He'd hang out with musos in prison. And he died at 56.
Oh, wow.
It's just one of those rock and roll stories. So Art Pepper, I hadn't really heard of him before.
Someone says jazz activates their rage. they can't have it near them. That sucks for you. I love a bit of jazz.
Well, maybe, you know, if you want rage, you should listen to some hard bop.
Yeah, maybe you just haven't found the right jazz for you, friend.
Yeah, you're not cool enough.
For cool jazz.
Yeah, you need to chill with some cool jazz.
So yeah. All of these songs that you've given us today, they've got fairly sort of scene setting.
Yeah, so this is You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To by the Art Pepper Quartet, 1956.
Now, what's the deal with cool jazz and vocalists? Because there's been no vocalists so far.
It's mostly instrumental.
Okay, right.
So, yeah, you know, a lot of these musicians had been playing bebop, and this was just a chance for them to sort of pull back and hear each other. And look at each other and play together instead of against each other. Yeah, so it is kind of a muso's music, you know?
Yeah.
Although I'm worried about all the rage it might be engendering. Nah, I love it. Yeah, I like this too. It makes me want to dress up.
And go out.
Actually, it makes me maybe want to put on a dress. I don't wear dresses very often, but this I might. Red dress, go out.
We were talking earlier about the moral quandary of if you got invited to the Met Gala in the middle of the pandemic, would you go?
Oh, gosh. Well, to me, it's the looking, so I guess I can do that online.
See, you're good. Everybody else has been like, nah, we'd do it. But I think that's probably for the best.
But the main thing is you want to see the stuff.
Yeah.
The dresses. Someone texted in being like, imagine not liking jazz.
Love jazz.
Yeah. Well, for those of you who hate it, I understand, but I do think you could look into the various types because they're quite contrasted. And so if you don't like one, you might like another.
I'm going to swing us into our last track now, which is by Miles Davis.
So the album is called The Birth of Cool.
The Birth of Cool.
Or The Birth of the Cool. Sorry, I think The Birth of the Cool.
I was going to say, if anybody's allowed to claim they birthed Cool, it probably is Miles Davis.
So even though this album came in 57, he recorded it in 48. And so he's considered important in this movement, even though he was New York based. And then also really important in all the other movements. So Boplicity. Yeah, so apparently two people find this very impressionist. And also even musically, they can hear like Ravel and Debussy.
Wow.
Oh, and I kept seeing this word because it's written, this is Miles Davis's nonet. And I was like, what's a nonet?
What's a nonet, yeah.
It's the nine people instead of a quartet. A nonet.
It sounds like a little hat you might put on a small baby or something.
What is this nonet? So word for the day, everyone, is a nonet.
A nonet.
No quartet or quintet for me. I like a full nonet.
So I am curious about, there are no lyricists really on this. When did we start to get great jazz singers? Was that after this era?
It was before, like Ella and those guys were before. And I think even with the titles, you can feel they're so wordy. You know, like the title isn't, you know, the title was, "You'd Be Nice to Come Home." That implies like a singer, like even though, like, you know, because otherwise it would just be called Blue or F sharp, you know, nonet and F sharp major. But they were around all through it, you know, especially the swing in the earlier times.
The text machine has just devolved into jazz lovers and jazz haters.
Oh, no.
It's like polarizing. I think most people probably like a little bit of jazz, but the...
I feel like people that don't like jazz really don't like jazz.
Someone said 99% of jazz is crap. 1% is amazing. No in between. Well, there's no in between on the text machine today because someone else is saying that jazz is top tier music always, so...
Yeah, well, you know, maybe you need some drugs. I mean, these guys were all on drugs, so I don't know. Maybe you need, you know. I would.
We do not support that activity.
Oh,
this
no, I need to understand.
All right, broadcasting standards.
We are not responsible for what our guests say. Anything?
This has put me in a good mood, I have to say. Miles Davis, Boplicity. We listened to Art Pepper, You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To. And also the Modern Jazz Quartet with Autumn in New York. Cool. Very cool,
oh,
Kirsten.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. What will we be talking about next week?
Dutch House.
Dutch
Whoa!
House.
If you know, you know.
Okay. Well, we will next Friday. Thanks for that. Have a good weekend.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
All right. We'll be back.